Thank you, Thomas. I'll try to find it and click it. I don't know if I should do that or not. Send it to everybody again, resend, or that just messes
not
up
a
your
problem.
Inbox.
I mean, yeah. All right.
Nancy, this is Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina. Go ahead.
Just very briefly, I had to leave the call for a few minutes. I had to take an urgent call, so I apologize.
Yes.
Whatever has been spoken in the last 10 minutes, I missed. Just FYI. Thank you.
Okay.
Very sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah. Did you hear Heather talk about she went to the grassroots radio conference? I guess it's virtual. And there's
yes, it was. No, I didn't hear that, but I was going to go as well, and I had to miss it because I got sick that weekend. But I actually paid my admission.
Oh. Well, she said there's YouTube programs, and so remember that. And then she said every Thursday the affiliates have meetings. So she's going to send how to join every Thursday afternoon.
Oh, that's a beautiful meeting. We were invited to that meeting, myself and my co-producer and Garrison. We joined them to talk about the national show, COVID, Race, and Democracy, and how affiliates can be part of it. And as a matter of fact, and I wanted to announce this on the call, the show we produce for once a week, every Monday it comes out. It's available in audio port at 10 a.m. Pacific time every Monday. And November 9th is going to be produced by Ursula and Stephanie Schubert of the affiliate network, of the affiliate program. So look out for that.
Okay, Schubert, Stephanie, she's what station? Affiliate station, maybe?
Stephanie is, she works with Ursula.
She works with Ursula, exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a team effort, but hey, you know, they'll be looking for contributions from across the network. Hopefully, it's going to be a different show. With contributions from folks we don't normally hear from.
Excuse me, you say you're getting funding for COVID, Race, and Democracy. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not talking about funding. I'm talking about collaboration.
Oh,
this is still a volunteer-only project. We're looking for funding, definitely. And I believe that we are applying for grants and things like that. But that's still all in the works. What I said was, so far, it's been produced by a team of volunteers from within the five sister stations, or some of them, right? So we have myself in the KPFK world, Ann Garrison in Berkeley, and Kua Holt in Houston, and a bunch of other people, actually, Steve Zeltzer in Berkeley, and we have collaborations in New York and D.C., but, you know, we've only had contributions from the affiliates. It has never been produced by the affiliates or any affiliate. We've had an affiliate as anchor once. We had Tia Coatley from WXLX in Louisville, Kentucky, anchor one of the shows, that was great. But now, finally, for the first time, we're going to have the affiliate network take charge of actual production for one show. So,
okay.
So that's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh, I see. Well, I like the show. I like it very much. I wish KPFA would play it.
I wish KPFK would play it.
Well, KPFK, you do have a chance, right, to get it when another show doesn't show up, a no-show?
That's right. Yeah, it's used as a replacement show, and it's one of the podcasts. And apparently it does have listeners, which is growing, as you see. Our program director said that after the fund drive is over, they will be looking for a spot for it, for a slot. But I, of course, you know, it's like you would have to take someone off the air to put it on. And I, you know, I mean, for now, I feel like we're not, you know, we're just doing our work and we're good.
Okay. All right. The next, okay. I don't want to just top off here, but we need to have some kind of brainstorming to address this problem. KPFA is able to do it. There ought to be a way to do it without money. I mean, we just have to, I guess all the things, the only thing we can do is just say, recommend to the PNB that each station start a news collective, a breaking news collective or any kind of news collective. And
I think that's a great idea.
Let me see if I can draft a motion. So far, the motion we did about audio. Oh, let me go to. Can I go to AudioPort now, just a little bit? Is that okay? We can come back to this topic if anybody wants to. But the AudioPort thing that we, yeah, Janine was not here when we did that, but we passed a motion that recommending the PNB recommend to the IED to recommend to the GMs and PDs that. And the ED also to be able to tell the programmers that please get an account in AudioPort to download your show and let other people download. And you can download; they can download other station shows, and that's 230. I was surprised to see Turkey and Africa and Caribbean and France and a lot of it may be growing. I hope anyway. Okay, so the thing is that I talked to our engineer, and I said, why so few? Why so few programmers are using AudioPort? And he didn't really know why, but he said, you know, there's Otis had commented to him that they need to be syndicate ready. So no, I don't know what syndicate ready means. Like, does it mean you cannot... You got to clean out if you've said, "Oh, there's going to be an event at Main Street and whatever Smith Street and or oh, weather's so bad today," or you know something like that, or "Happy birthday, Willie Nelson," or these kind of things need to be cleaned out and then it's syndicate ready. Is that what it means? If so, that may answer the question why so few programmers are using it. So then we need to push. Well, what do we need to do? Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Who wants to comment?
Well, to me, it sounds like it needs to be ready for air.
Yep, exactly. That's all it is. So there shouldn't be any local pitching, local fundraise pitches. And that's pretty much it. Then you're ready for air. So you can announce local events. Not a problem.
What, do you have to be evergreen? Like, you know, you can't talk about...
Not at all.
Almost, you know? Oh, really? Where's the list of these rules? Where are they? Is it just passed by mouth?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh!
That's the thing. Everybody who has a show on any Pacifica station should be putting that show in air-ready format, because if it's aired already, it's air-ready, except, you know, take out any, all you have to take out is fundraising stuff, and because that's against FCC rules, and, you know, if it was fine as a broadcast on your local station, it should be just fine for AudioPort, and then, and that's it, and then, you know, just make it available. It's just an extra step that people have to take. And I think that one of the impediments to more people using AudioPort to share their air-ready material is that it's just an extra step. You have to, get an account with AudioPort through either Ursula or Otis. You have to learn the basics of how to use it, and you have to take a little bit of extra time to upload a file that it can, you know, it should not be what's in the archives of your radio station, because that's a lower resolution file that they post in archives for space reasons, I suppose. It needs to be like an air check. So, you know, an MP3 file that's at least 128 kbps, at least, it has to be 44,100 kilohertz sampling frequency, right? So this is specs. And so not a lot of people, not all producers are willing to take the time, because maybe they don't realize the perks of it. Those are, if your show gets, if you have material that other stations across the country are interested in, it all of a sudden gets picked up. Hey, you're getting national exposure. Your show is not just on your local radio station. It's being shared by affiliates. I really don't know what it is. I think it should be a requirement. I think everybody should get trained in how to use AudioPort, and anybody who is a producer or responsible for any content on the network should be required to also make it available in AudioPort. It's really not complicated. It's really not, but since it's not a requirement, and since many of our producers are volunteers, they don't have the time to learn, and they're not being really incentivized or invited, right, to learn. How did I learn? I learned through my colleagues, and Oscar will attest to that. Our Spanish language show, we're still not putting it up on AudioPort. Why not? Not because we're lazy, because we're busy. Because okay. We haven't gotten into the habit. We don't have a person for that, right?
Yeah. But you made a tutorial, right? And you made a tutorial for your students how to get into AudioPort, how to get an account, how to do all the baby steps, right?
I made a tutorial for our COVID Race and Democracy team how to post the COVID Race and Democracy show to AudioPort specifically. It's not really sufficient to share across. Hey, if you're part of the team and you did a COVID Race and Democracy show and Paulina is sick or whatever, here's how you make sure that it gets there on time and who you call, basically it's more of an insider stuff. But I'm willing to make a different one that's more of a wider use. But I also am pretty sure that other folks have been doing that. I know for sure that in the affiliate network, and maybe Heather can speak to that, folks have been giving tutorials about how to use AudioPort. I think Ursula has done that in the past. Maybe there's something that's already available in video or audio or whatever, right?
Video. Audio, so I need to ask Ursula. And would there be a Spanish version too?
I would love to do that. I would be happy to make one. It would not take.
So
much
there
time.
Is no, there's no there Spanish
isn't.
Version.
No, as a matter of fact, none of our Spanish language programming in KPFK, none of it makes it to AudioPort. I know through the years that I've been around KPFK, Fernando Velázquez is the only one. None is not correct. Our Informativo Pacifica, which I mentioned, is on AudioPort. That's how it's being shared with the affiliates and with everybody else. It's always on AudioPort every single day. And I remember back before the pandemic, when we would actually share the workspace, right, and be all in the same space and see each other, Fernando would always mention to our Spanish language programmers, hey, why don't you start getting your show in AudioPort? It could be shared, across the network. And I don't think people really got into it. I think that this is a place where I think the program director would need to come in and literally put their foot down and say, this is a mandate. You have to do this, because if that doesn't happen, people are already dedicating their free time to this, right? And it's just, it's an extra thing that they have to learn, and that's always a learning curve, you know, and a barrier if it becomes a something that's actually a requirement. Then I think that's the only way that we're going to make this grow. And I would be a big proponent of that, to tell you the truth.
Okay. So maybe we need to make a motion about that, too. I didn't think about that. What is the most important thing? I think the news team is real important. And we didn't even get touch on grievances. And we have 6 minutes left, so... we need to break this work up. We need to start, divide the work. Who wants to work on this? Well, wait a minute. Are we ready to do a motion like the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that all stations organize and have a news team, or breaking news team?
I like the idea.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Volunteer. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Organizers have a news team or a breaking news. WPFW seems to be covered with volunteers. I mean, they're supplementing. It's the other, and BAI is. I hear news sometimes. I think I hear it at the top of the hour on BAI. KPFK is now, I think the problem is KPFK's hands right now, and KPFT need to start organizing, even they cannot get on the air right now. Somebody gave us a house, and it's in probate court. When that house is free, we may go into that house. I'm just wild guessing. This is, I have not, heard anything from management. I'm just wild guessing because it's... The house is ready. It's there. It's in the sticks, but we don't have to stay in this situation forever.
This is Paulina.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm wondering, motions are great. They get approved, they get filed, and they get forgotten. Because there's no enforcement mechanism, because it is a recommendation. After all, we're not imposing our will on anybody. We have no authority as a subcommittee or a committee in that sense. And even at the PNB, we're just recommending. I'm wondering if we can go beyond. The motion is an important formality. But the mechanism of how to actually get the work done, as opposed to say, all right, we passed the motion, let's all go home, we're good, right? How to go beyond that. And I would love to hear from other folks on this call how they feel about that. What our role as committee members could be in actually making it happen.
Okay, I'll put myself on the stack. Nancy, first of all, when we do resolutions, they stay in the minutes of the PMB, and so that's not good. We need another place for those resolutions, the proper way is to call them standing rules, so that we don't have to go back and comb, read every line of the minutes to find out where's that resolution, because, we need that. So that's what the governance, National Governance Committee is supposed to be doing. Like Eileen Lawson and I volunteered, but we haven't done hardly anything. We just found that 2 years, 2008, 2009, have not been combed through. And from 2016 to the present, we haven't done it. So I think once we get everybody to stop just putting them in the minutes only, but put them on the side, in a standing rule, a different section, and then we'll make it more fancier, easier to find those things. Because things get through, all that work taken to make a motion, and then it's forgotten, and that's not good. But to have those resolutions, you can use it when you evaluate your manager or your program director. Oh, well, he was aware of this, or she was aware of that, but she didn't do it. You know, that's not good. Or she did these resolutions very well maintained, or he did. So that's one thing. You know, kind of a fire under the chair. All right, go ahead. Anybody else?
I have a question. So this motion, this would be network wide. Does this apply to stations that have news departments or have anything like that in place?
Oh, it would not mess up something that's already going, you know. Okay. For example, I've written like this: the PNB Program Committee recommends to the PNB that all stations must organize a news team or breaking news team by volunteers.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is in the case. I mean, KPFA has something. That's the model to for the rest of us to, salivate at. Anyway, you have it there. But I don't want to break anything that's not broken. See, I'm trying to figure out. If we have this,
Nancy, Thomas to the stage.
Yes.
Well,
Thomas,
I was going to say I could volunteer to assist in drafting some of these motions that, if we're about to adjourn, it seems to me we should have before the next or with to next agenda some, finalized or close to finalized drafts that we can, finalize at the next meeting, vote on, and then do what you said you were going to do, which I think is a good thing, have minutes and then in a separate file, resolutions of, as communicated to general managers, et cetera, it should be, something like that. So they can see exactly what it is we're asking them to do.
Yes, but
from, you're going back to 2000 or what? 5? Is that what you said, you and Eileen?
Well, no, one person from KPFK was a PNB director, Mr. Gunga. He did. He researched all from the beginning until 2007, including 2007. So it's just 8 and 9 are nobody's touched. So we're going to flip a coin and go through those. And then 2016, I think Janet Coburn did all of 5 years from 10 through 15, and so we just got to do from 16 to the present, and stop just leaving them only in the PNB minutes, but put them in a different section, call it standing rules, and then standing rules can later become bylaws if they're potent enough. All right, we're not really ready now to put this out. We don't want to break whatever is already done, but we have situations that KPFT has been, even before the lockdown, even before, KPFT had no system, no protocol, and people would call in, and the programmer is scared to death and doesn't want to get in trouble and doesn't want to know what to do, so nothing gets, we have to wait until it's in the Houston Chronicle, or...
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's not good, and I hate reading newspaper on radio. All right. I just wanted to say just one little thing about the Noticiero Pacifica. We had on KPFT. It was coming from KPFK. And I think it was Fernando Lauren. What's his name? Velasquez.
Yeah,
yes.
Fernando Velasquez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his team. And I remember suddenly it was gone. And what happened? Oh, I got angry calls from his family.
You did.
What happened? What happened? Do something, And I could not understand it, but I was really happy that it was on. It was in the morning after Democracy Now. Or before,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I guess after, So that went missing, and it was. Now they have to wait until Tuesday night for Electo Latino Americano show, and that's not good because the future it's in our face. We're gonna all need Spanish, every one of us,
and our children. And Yeah, Nancy, sorry to interrupt. And the it's still available. It's available every day, Monday through Friday, you know. So it's just a question of scheduling it. So I think it must have been a political solution or whatever. But I wanted to mention something that a colleague suggested for Pacifica in general. And I think it's a great idea. I think we should have a Google Drive or something to that effect, some kind of a cloud mechanism of folders, right, where, for instance, if you are a member of a committee, you go to your committee's folder, and that's, you know, and you find a folder. In one folder, you have past resolutions for the past, whatever, you know, the term that the committee has. You know, the resolutions passed of the past, right? So that kind of organization, but that would take a volunteer to create that folder, A, B, to have a space someplace to keep those things and to organize them so that we don't have to comb through our emails all of the time to see if, oh, where is that thing that was mentioned? Where is that resolution that we passed? I remember, say, in May of 2017, it would be great if we could organize ourselves like that. How do people feel about that? Having, you know, like a Google, like the way, you know, the way you would organize any project. Some people use Slack, but, you know, just whatever works, something basic, a folder online with subfolders for, say, minutes, resolutions, standing rules, right? Things like that.
Okay, so you're helping me with governance right now. Thank you.
Thank yeah, it's you. A governance issue, absolutely. Yeah. Okay,
I just sent just a little rough draft so we keep this on our mind and make much better deal. I don't think we're ready to do it yet unless somebody wants to object and say we're ready. I just, about every, we recommend to the PMB that they, that all stations, if they do not already have a news department, that they organize and make one, even a breaking news team of volunteers, and that the teams share, it's recommended teams share their technique with all the other stations. So many other things we'd like to do. And y'all are welcome to bring agenda items. We're almost like halfway of what we started at the beginning in last month, last Sunday in June. We have we've discussed and sort of chewed things up. And we're not ready for this breaking news thing yet. Let's have a affirmation that we get this, because it's really important, this breaking news. Get it going. Am I disappointing Oscar?
Nancy, like I said, I'll be willing to help you draft it. I've got something. I can send you something in a day or two.
Yes, but I think whatever we do, we need to have the whole group in the loop so that they can, they know, everybody knows something. And I'm not a programmer, so, Thomas, you've had some programming experience.
Yeah, a little bit.
I have not.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I just listened. Okay, we've passed time. We're 3 minutes over. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And I'm very grateful we all got this far. All right, so we do need to. We have only November and December, and then the committee may change, membership. And this is such a good group. We have a nice group here. And we're making quorum, and so there's no excuse that we can't get up two or three more motions before the end of the year. And it will continue into January. Even though you're off your board, you still stay in the committee until you are replaced by your board. So even at the end of December, your tenure's up, you're still on this committee. National committees continue until they're replaced by their local station board, or the PMB directors are replaced, and they don't get to those elections until around February or March, those committee replacements. I just wanted to remind you, because sometimes people at December, oh, I don't have to do it. And they just show up at all. And then we can't get quorum. We can't get anything done. People think when their tenure is finished off the LSB, they don't have to fool around with this anymore. No. You're still responsible unless you resign. Nobody's forced to, but you're still there until you're replaced, which will probably be March or April, something like that. Okay, shall we all disperse to our
different
podcasts?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Thomas. Any objections?
No.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.